about that.
Fences.
Just put one like this, is that?
Right, that way. And they'd be right like that, nothing right there, the crooked, the in and out, the fence.
What did you call those, rail fences?
A rail fence.
Did you ever hear anybody call them a worm fence?
Worm, that's, they call that.
Is that right? When you were a boy, would they say, they call it worm?
They call it worm fence. They were pretty tough too, because, you know, if you had a rail fence, you should say, hey, we had a wheat house to keep the wheat, but we never, you see, we gathered it by hand and just left the shuck on, the air and shuck on, and had barn, the one barn down there had three cribs, and we had an extra barn with a good big that burned corn crib on it.
Did you ever have anything that you called a granary?
Well, we call that wheat house.
The wheat house.
Some of us would call it the granary, but we usually called ours a wheat house. Yeah. It was it had shed on either side of it. It was, and had two rooms in the grain rack, partitioned in it, and made two of them.
Where would you keep your tools and things like that?
Well, when we had a shed, shedded a lot of them outside. But we had, the grain rack had two sheds on it, and we hung the wagon bed up in a hall with a barn. Had big wire, number 9 wire, hanging down an old loop in it, and have a pole run through and put the wagon bed up, because we cut corn and shocked it and gathered it, and then hauled the shock fodder out. We'd take the wagon bed off and put a hay frame on to haul the shock fodder.
This reminds me, when you first cut the wheat, would you tell me each step and explain? You said you did it by hand?
No, I never did see any wheat cut by hand, but I've heard my daddy talk about it. They cut it with a reaper. It'd be if somebody had one of them now. He had one. I don't know what ever become of it. It had fingers in it. Three or four fingers that way, and a blade down here, and them fingers would pull it in, and you
the blade would.
That then the fella come along and tie it. But now I never did see none of that, but I've heard him talk about it.
What kind of thing did you have to cut it then?
We had a binder.
I see. And that was
pulled with four horses.
Four horses. And that would cut it?
It'd kick it out, cut it, tie it, and kick it out. And then there was two or three of us would come along behind. After we got up, while we had two vines, run two vines, we'd build, Papa would rent his granddaddy's farm.